Hello, welcome to the 30th episode of the Weed Collective Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
Yay, we made it to 30, you guys. In 22 more weeks, it'll be a year.
Well, actually, no. It'd be 21 weeks because...
Someone was sick 1 week.
Someone was sick 1 week.
Not the first week, though. The first week was the week.
But
it'll be a year.
One of the weeks.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So it'd be 23 weeks.
Yes. Then. No. It's...
It'd be an extra week.
It'd be minus a week. Well, it depends. Are we talking a year worth of podcasts, or are we talking
just a year anniversary? Or the 52nd episode would be a year, right?
Yes. Okay. So 52nd would be in...
22 weeks.
Yes. Okay. This is confusing because we're talking about different things. Okay. I was talking 1 year long.
I just wanted to make fun of you. I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
In 1 year, it would be 21 weeks because we skipped a week.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yes. 22 episodes. We'll have 1 year's worth of it. Yes. This is confusing. Never mind. Sorry, people.
Okay. Then in 21 weeks, we'll have our year anniversary is what I'm saying. From the date we started.
Something like that.
Yes, that's what I would celebrate.
Year-ish.
And by the way, on Halloween, we're all dressing up. You got to be here for the Halloween episode.
You think I don't dress up for Halloween?
That's
you
my better. Birthday episode.
And bring Max with his little bow and arrow. It is Kevin's birthday episode, too.
Aww.
He's a Halloween baby.
I am a Halloween baby. Which would make me, 9 months before that? Aww. Valentine's baby.
Whoa. Your parents don't even celebrate Valentine's Day, though. Do they?
They celebrated once, and then they had a baby 9 months later. What happened?
That was a mistake.
They're like, never again. We're never celebrating Valentine's Day ever again.
Yes.
Well, Kyle was an accident.
So was I, apparently.
No.
Yes.
No. Yes. Kyle just said that.
You think so?
No, yeah, because it was confirmed later. Sorry, I talked to people. Yes, we're back in Seattle. Yay!
Yes, apparently.
We filmed last week's episode on their parents moved, you know, and they have this crazy porch with this crazy view of like woods and
golf course
and stuff. So we filmed out there last week.
Like the podcasts that don't include me don't exist.
I know you do.
Okay.
I know you check in when you exist on the podcast,
yeah,
but when we do the podcast without you, you're like, no, that never happened.
It's not relevant to me. Yeah. You can't identify with it.
I'm just telling you, we go from a nice setting to our apartment.
It's nice here too.
That's
it's a
great.
Different kind of nice.
It's kind of messy right now.
It is messy right now.
Anyways, I was going to say something and then I forgot, so that's upsetting.
You got intimate details about me and Kyle? Kyle and I?
Oh, yeah.
I
don't know. Anyways,
who's the real baby daddy?
We've had this discussion too,
actually. Because they don't look anything alike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Kyle jokesies.
What are we? On Kyle's birthday, we met these girls and they were talking to Kevin and I, Kyle's neighbor's friends or whatever. It's convoluted. The girls visiting from California.
Gotcha.
And they were like, oh, how do you know Kyle? They're asking me. They were like, how do you know Kyle? And I was like, oh, well, that's his brother. And I pointed to Kevin and they were like, what? And they're just staring at Kevin. They're like, I'm sorry. I never would have guessed. So, who's the mailman baby? I'm gonna guess Kyle is.
Because he's...
Say it.
Yes, say it. It's not like he listens to
the... You're the brother, you can say it.
It's not
say
like
it.
He listens to the ones that
he's not
on.
He does not listen to the ones that... Yeah, he's like you. When he's not on the podcast, it doesn't exist.
Well, he says he's shorter, fatter, and has all the allergies, so...
He said he got all the bad genes or whatever, right?
That's
or all
what
the
he
leftover
says.
Genes yeah. or something like
that's
that.
That's what he
says. Like,
I think that's how my sister feels.
Yes, Rebecca and her sister, it was like, it's the same thing. If they were standing next to each other, you'd be like, so how do you know each other?
Yeah.
What does Rebecca's sister look like?
She
looks short,
dark
hair,
dark skin, brown eyes, like
completely opposite.
Yeah.
And just more Jewish looking.
Yeah, she just looks totally Jewish.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You've seen her, right?
Well, I'm helping the people out on the podcast because people that have watched the podcast have seen Kyle sometimes. Not necessarily the audio podcast.
Right. So if anyone's never seen Rebecca, she's blonde and blue-eyed. And
beautiful. Just stunner.
Well, but at least, like, like, your sister looks like your dad and you look like your mom. Like,
yeah, so like, if we're all four standing there, it's like, oh, that's nice. Oh, that's unfortunate.
Like, they just kind of, Kevin and Kyle just look like weird mixes of both parents. And so yeah. You can't really tell. You're just like,
they I just guess. Look kind of like different types of Asian, but you don't really know why because you're white and you just don't know why.
Well, when we go to the Korean place by your apartment.
Oh, I still haven't been there.
The Golden Black?
Yeah, Golden Black. I've been there. Last time we went there. The cute little the girl, she was like, oh, are you Korean? To Kevin. I mean, she's Korean, too. And he was and he was like, oh, no. And then she's like, oh. And he's like, I'm Chinese. I don't know. Like, she just, she's like, I think she's asked you that a couple of times, actually. I think it was the second time she's asked you that. Very far apart. Like, she did it, like, a year ago. Yeah. And then I think she asked you again.
She's got to remember you. You're very distinct looking.
I am distinct.
Unless you're
and
not.
And I go without you sometimes. I'll just go by myself and eat a bibimbap.
Without but, telling me.
So, no, someone asked
secret
you.
Secret Korean food.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I just go after work. I'm just like, I'll be home late. No, it was somewhere else. I think someone asked you if you were Japanese.
Yes.
A Japanese person asked if you were Japanese. Kevin just confuses everybody.
Asian confuser.
And sexual confusion.
Oh. What do you mean? What?
Nah.
Whoa. No. Hello. Hi. What's that mean?
I'm just kidding. Make gay men wonder. I don't know. That's what I was
thinking. You wish. Yeah. Jeez. That's like wishful thinking right there. Gosh.
Well, if I get to confuse the race card, I can confuse a lot of cards. I don't know. I'm just rambling.
It's because,
exactly. Challenge is on.
It's because people in Hong Kong look different than Northern Chinese. And I think people don't think about that and then they get confused. That's what I've noticed. I've noticed that people from Hong Kong look completely different than... But it makes sense. I mean, it's a huge country.
Yeah. Capitalist Chinese.
Existing healthcare systems.
Speaking of China, did you hear about that huge explosion?
Yep.
That was crazy.
Was it like 24,000 pounds of C4 or something stupid like
TNT.
That? I watched the videos and it was just like apocalypse now.
I know.
Four explosions.
Can you
this
imagine?
Guy's just videotaping it from his house. He's just like, whoa.
There was one, there was a car and he's like right in front of it and he's just like slowly backing up from the explosion.
Oh, God.
And it's like, can you imagine that? You don't know why it's happening. It's just happening.
Yeah.
I would think that someone bombed. Like, I would be like, someone's attacking us.
Yeah.
1,000 people died instantly or something.
Well, last time I checked, they said, that's why I brought it up. Last time I checked, they said 70, but the Chinese media government likes to cover that stuff up because it makes them look bad. But I mean, people, whatever, I don't know. But it was crazy. That's scary.
It does look like an apocalypse now. See, now we just need like a zombie virus outbreak. And it'll be like a perfect set for a movie. Just throw cameras and then just let it run naturally.
Well, there's that theory that like if a zombie apocalypse were to happen, it would most likely happen in China or India just because of the population.
Probably.
There's so many people there that like it would just start
Each
happening
one has
there.
1/7 of the world population. I mean, just think about that for a sec. 1/7. And we are, what, a little under 1/14th, probably 1/15th, 1/16th of the population in the U.S. Like,
it's
crazy.
Well, isn't it like the average human on Earth looks like an Indian person? They put all those faces together and it looked just...
Southern China person, I think, or Southern Asian.
It looked more Indian. I think India is more getting more populated
than
China.
Or Russia,
No, Russia's the...
Well, I know, but that... That whole Asian continent by itself is over half the world population.
Okay. Russia confuses everybody, right?
Why?
Because it's in Asia,
it's
but they're
the confuser.
White.
Confuser.
I don't know. No, they're just north. That's what it is.
I don't know. Just where it is and how close it is to like certain. I don't know.
Just think it's in Europe.
Yes.
And you find out it's in Asia.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, okay.
But it's so big.
So are Russians Asian?
Yes, technically.
But no one, I mean, you just call them Russian.
Oh, it's because their continent is so... Or their... Not continent, but their country is so big.
A continent. Russia should be a continent. So big.
It could be.
Okay, it confuses me. I'm going to sound really dumb right now. But I'm openly admitting that right before I ask the question. Is New Zealand considered part of the continent Australia?
Oh!
They don't want to be. I know, they don't... But but Australia is a continent and also a country.
Yes.
But is New Zealand
like
part of that?
Oceania.
Is that what they call it now?
Yeah, I think it's like a group.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes more sense because it used... I mean, but when we were kids, it was called Australia, right?
I don't remember.
I feel like when you learned about the seven continents, it was like, Australia! And you were like...
Seven continents? I'm just messing with you.
Oh my god, don't do that. And I was like, oh no. And I was like, no, I'm pretty sure it's 7.
Like when you tell someone something on their shirt spelled wrong and they're like, what?
Oh, that shirt you gave me with the whale on it. I got a compliment at the grocery store.
Yeah.
They were like, it's okay, so Rebecca, okay, I'm so, everyone who doesn't know, I'm obsessed with whales.
I'm blonde.
Yes, Rebecca's blonde. And so Rebecca kindly found this shirt a long time ago. I think I had it like a year before I gave it to you. No, but also to interrupt my own story, you had bought a t-shirt from SakuraCon, but it was in my bag, and I brought it home, and I kept forgetting to give it to you for like a year.
Oh, yeah.
So you had like this anime shirt that you hadn't gotten for like a year and a half after you bought it.
And then we made the trade-off.
Yeah, we did. We were like, t-shirt to t-shirt. Anyways, Rebecca found this shirt, and it's like a whale with like human feet.
And like heels.
Yeah, and then it has like a band name, I think. I can't read it. It's basically like gibberish. Anyways. So this guy, I forget, I wear
the
it.
The band that made that shirt is like, fuck.
I know. I always try to read it. Every time I put it on, I'm like, what does it say? Anyways, I was at the grocery store with Kevin, and I forget, you know, what I'm wearing. And this guy's like, oh, I like your shirt. That's so cool. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, I like whales. He's like, it's like whale with feet. That's so cool. And I was like, yeah, my friend got it for me. She's cool. I don't know. I love whales. Oh.
I don't know how to take compliments.
Well, okay. Off topic. Whenever someone's like, oh, I like that jacket you're wearing, or oh, I like your shoes, or whatever, I go, thanks, I got it at Nordstrom, or I always tell them where I get them at, and then they're always like, okay. Like, yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, but whenever you always want to know where things,
things. When I give people compliments, I'm like, please tell me where you got it, because I want to buy it as well, or something similar. So whenever I'm like, oh, thanks, I got it at blah, blah, blah store, they just go, cool.
I'm like, I was playing it.
Never mind. But I always say it. Thanks, got it at Nordstrom, or thanks, got it at da-da-da.
Yeah.
That's my, I don't know. I guess people just like giving compliments, but they don't really want to know. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, I was booping around on Instagram through the things I like, but through, like, a tag, I think.
The cosplay hashtag.
And,
got a penis.
I did find a penis, an really anime cute penis. One. It's an adorable penis. Anyways,
she sent it to me. I couldn't stop laughing.
Now I gotta put it in the link dump. Okay,
we've never put anything in the link dump.
I do put stuff in link dump. Yes.
Oh,
it's usually like one link.
We'll put the pain in the link dump.
Yes. So it's NSFW. Hilarious. If you want to look at it, it's not a human. It's not a real penis. It's a cartoon. It's like a chibi penis.
Chibi
okay
penis, yeah.
With a person inside it. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
It's so hilarious. She just sends it to me out of the blue. And I'm like, what the hell?
I sent it to him and I was silent. And then I could hear him laughing. And then I started
laughing.
There's
nothing gross or offensive about it. It's just kind of
like,
exactly.
So, yes, if you don't want to look at it, don't click the thing I'm going to link in the link dump. Yes. So I'm just warning you now.
On your next cosplay.
Anyways, so through the cosplay hashtag, Yaya Han had posted a picture of her hand. And she was working on her cosplay, and she was stressed about it because she was trying to get it done quickly. And she cut her, like, finger, like, all the way across, and she got these huge stitches.
Nice.
And it was just, like, I mean, the stitches, you know, they were, like, sticking out, like, really long and everything. And I was like, damn, girl.
That's how they tie them.
I've gotten stitches in my head, so I couldn't see it. But, yeah, it was, like, I don't know, it was, like, pretty hardcore cosplay making.
Oof.
And she showed the scissors that she used. She was like, it was like scissors on the inside part.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was just thinking about it. And I was like, I've gotten cut on that, but like minor cuts. And it's like hurts then. I can't even imagine. Like, you're just like,
yeah,
snip, snip,
like,
cut.
Really cut myself with scissors.
Me either. But that's scary.
How about poke yourself with needles?
Do you know which one? Is she making a needle? Is she making the penis outfit?
I don't know what it was for. It's for Dragon Con. I know what con it was for. But
oh, where's that? In Portland?
No, it's in Atlanta.
Where's that?
Georgia?
Oh.
What?
I've been there.
Have you?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Unrelated, but Kevin and I are going to Pittsburgh, not for cosplay things, for Kevin's work stuff. And
tell me if it's neat there. I feel like it's cool.
Yeah. I think Pennsylvania is better.
We'll see.
Not Pennsylvania. I'm sorry. Philadelphia.
I was gonna say,
sorry.
Pittsburgh is...
there's too many P's. It's all P's.
Is it Philadelphia?
I think Philadelphia is always sunny in Philadelphia. I think it's the
classic city
where
Benjamin Franklin and
That's where the bell is.
I feel like it's kind of like...
Stuff.
Seattle, though.
Pittsburgh is like Detroit because it used to be like a steel place.
Oh, so you guys are going to get shanked?
No.
Not like, I mean, just like it's an old industrial place. But okay. It's there's lots so there's of there's a lot like of lofts pierogies and stuff.
Yes, mm-hmm. Probably a lot of lofts. Lots of
hipstery lofts and pierogies. So it's Seattle.
It could be.
Let me know.
I will let you know.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know what property values you're doing.
Okay, but
should we film the podcast there?
But Seattle. Yeah. Yes, we have to. We'll be there. Okay. But Seattle to Pittsburgh doesn't exist. Because I guess no one wants to go to Pittsburgh.
Well, it's gotta go because it's
Seattle to Philadelphia, I swear, exists. It's like whatever. So Kevin and I are figuring out, and one of the options was to go to Atlanta airport, which is like the craziest airport in the country.
You guys gotta get a Hotlanta shirt when you're there.
No, wait, okay, that was we're my not biggest going to Atlanta. Regret. That's the point. So Atlanta's like the craziest airport. It's like the busiest, and nothing's on time there. And one of the options for me, I'm flying alone to meet with Kevin, and one of the options was like 30-minute layover in Atlanta, and I was like, "Fuck you, website.
Fuck you.
You can't do that." You can't do that.
What if it's the same airline, though? It could be just like, get off, get on.
It could, but that's, I swear to God, that's, life isn't like that.
It could take you 30 minutes to get there.
It could. The plane is usually 30 minutes late, let's be real.
I don't know about that.
How many times have we landed and then just taxied for 30 minutes? Like, we're just sitting there bouncing around on the ground.
That's
where
true.
Where were we? Where was it?
We've only had
Chicago? Okay, we landed in Chicago, and the pilot was like, they seem to have landed us in Wisconsin, so we're
what?
Gonna...
What do you mean, they seem to have landed?
Well, remember, he was making a joke. He was like, we landed so far away from our gates, because the Chicago airport's huge. He was like, it's like they landed us in Wisconsin, so we're going to be taxiing for a really long time. And it was. We were driving
the plane
for like 30 minutes. We were just like it wasn't we were stopped. We just kept driving.
They have a parking brake.
Yeah.
You drive them.
It was like we were just driving the plane. I would like to see one just drive a plane around town. Hey, guys. Hey.
That's what you want? That's your fantasy?
I mean, we're just driving the plane around, and I'm like...
It was pretty far.
Does it use gas to taxi?
Oh, yeah. That's why... Never mind. I'm about to go on a technology tangent. Uh-oh. But it uses a lot of gas because you're just idling and sitting. And so they're building an electric motor that goes in the front that drives it, so you don't have to run the engines. So yes, it is a huge waste of gas.
Are they doing that right?
I don't know.
That's still an experimental space. Oh. But they're working on it.
Did you see the... I know, it's hard to...
For those who don't know.
Be silent. What?
Rebecca works and builds 737s for us.
Yay! You trust your life with this human next to me.
One takes off every 5 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I know.
Right
when we booked our plane, we got excited because it was a 737-900ER.
Ooh.
And we're like, that's a new one.
Whoa.
That's
a fancy one.
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah.
We'll start making at the end of the year.
What's number is that? 737-1000?
The max.
Oh, right.
They just changed. They didn't use numbers anymore.
They just use letters now.
Yeah,
it just got really funny. You should bring Max with you and take a picture with the Max.
Be like, yeah,
the Max on the Max.
He's named after him.
We try to stick exclusively with Delta because of the mileage stuff, and they are all over the place. They'll have like the 737-900ER, which is like the newest one that's out right now, and then we'll be on like a Bombardier, like. Tiny plane that has like one seat on one side and two on the other, and
these cartoon wheels that have little patches made out of different colored fabric.
Yes, and then you can't even put your thing in the overhead bin because it won't fit.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to check it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Delta, come on.
Yes, but Delta's the most consistent for me so far.
No, Alaska's the best. We're gonna fight about airlines, Alaska.
Consistency though, and distance and pricing.
Delta does go everywhere.
Yes, and at a reasonable fare.
Pittsburgh.
Well, no one goes
directly to Pittsburgh from Seattle. No one. None of the flights. You all have to stop. And I don't know if it's because Pittsburgh isn't like a place that people like naturally go to. Like maybe more people go to Philadelphia. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is the first time you've run into this.
No.
Going to Washington D.C. You have to.
There's the one direct flight with Alaska.
That's
but
new.
Is it?
That's brand new. We haven't gone to KaiserCon in a while. So. Yeah. But. Yes, the trials and tribulations of living on the West Coast trying to go to the East Coast.
Yeah.
They gotta make it hard, or else just anyone could go there.
America's big.
Yes, it is.
But hey, if you can fly to fucking Australia, you can get me to the other side of the U.S. in one go. Come on.
That feels... That sounds fair.
If there's a nonstop from Seattle to Hawaii, that's a long... That's like 6 hours. Yeah, let's go.
But you see, you forget there's a lot of cities. People go to Hawaii. Yeah. Between Seattle and Hawaii, there's literally nothing but ocean. But between...
But people go to Seattle to L.A. to Hawaii a lot. And I'm like, why would you do that?
Because it's... Probably cheaper, saves a lot of cheap, yeah, and a lot of people go from Seattle to LA already, so you might as well truck people down there and then truck people out. Going from Seattle to Pittsburgh, probably not a very popular flight.
So I'm saying, like, it's just like, who does that? So what are we doing, or what am I doing? I don't even remember.
We're doing the same flight. I'm doing the same flight as you.
No, it's Minneapolis.
Yeah, so we're going.
We have to go to Seattle to Minneapolis.
No, that's all the way back to Detroit.
Seattle, Minneapolis to Pittsburgh, and then on the way back, it's Pittsburgh to Detroit, which is like a 1 hour flight or something.
It is.
To Seattle. So I get to go to Detroit.
For the first time as well.
Woo! Get to see Detroit Airport. Woo! Woo!
That used to be an NWA, like, main airport.
Is NWA gone?
It is gone.
Sorry. Had to make sure.
It is. It got bought.
Northwest Airlines is what it is, right?
No. It's the N-word with attitude. Is that a bad joke? Probably.
But I'm bummed. Okay. Kevin and I avoid Southwest like the plague, though. Plague.
Holly avoids Southwest like the plague.
Because it stresses me out. Oh, okay, I'm already stressed out going to the airport. And then Southwest doesn't have assigned seating. So it's just like people just free for all. Just willy-nilly sit wherever you want. I'm like, oh, God. I can't do it.
Really?
Yeah. Southwest doesn't have assigned seating. It's first class.
There is, yeah, because my manager, Chris.
Flies Southwest.
He flies exclusive Southwest, but he flies so much that I think he gets.
Upgrade.
Yeah, he has the priority boarding automatically. But I don't think you can get priority boarding with Southwest unless you.
Unless you earned it.
Yeah.
You can't buy it. Like on Delta, you can buy like priority boarding.
I hate it when you can't just buy things.
I know, right?
Yeah, what country is
this? Alaska just introduced being able to buy priority. You just told me that.
Maybe.
You said you can buy it now.
That's nice.
I mean, like, it makes sense. If you want to spend more money on imaginary
shit...
You should
be able to buy
just
it.
Just do it.
You should be able to.
Right.
Well, because I'm flying alone and I don't like flying, I bought the upgraded seats on the Delta flight. Not first class, but, like, the more room in the front of the...
Comfort Plus.
The Comfort Plus or whatever.
Yeah. And free alcohol.
Because you get free alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just going to be like, vodka. I'm scared. Vodka.
Yeah. And then I'm going to get a phone call and it'll be like... Hello,
drunk.
You're the emergency contact here, and we've had to escort this woman off the plane.
We had to kick this woman off the plane.
Yep.
Anyways, do you have anything you want to talk about today, Kevin? I wasn't sure if you...
There's lots I want to talk about.
Oh! Why did you let me talk about boring stuff? Let's go.
That's because it's not boring.
Don't talk about that girl you hate.
Okay.
I'm not allowing it.
That was one thing I was going to talk about.
Don't talk about that girl you hate.
Okay.
Kevin's brought up this girl, like, I think on three different podcasts.
Well, no. We filmed the one podcast that I brought her up on three times. Because we had to refilm it three times.
Okay. Yes.
But, okay.
You weren't there for that. We had to film a couple podcasts three times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's horrendous. Oh. All right, fine. I won't talk about that.
Okay. I don't know.
What are your thoughts?
Okay. Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, so this girl.
I'm shaking my butt. I'm ready.
Made a jacket, the Harlequin jacket from the newest teaser, whatever thing.
Suicide Squad?
Yeah, she made that
People
jacket.
People are cosplaying as that already.
Yes. And a cosplay selling company asked her if they could use her design of the back lettering.
Did she put a tutorial how she made it or something?
No, because she said she spent a lot of time and she didn't want to give it up. So she said no to them.
Okay.
And then, like, a couple weeks later, they came out with a jacket that was her design of it.
I have a question.
Yes.
So the design on the back is not the official design?
Her design is no.
Okay. That's what was confusing. So she made up a design on the back and was like,
It's pretty much a copy of it, except there's like subtle details that are slightly different. And she said, I know it's mine because of these subtle details that they copied.
Okay. So she did something different.
Yes.
And they were like, oh, I like that. Can we...
Yes. Use it.
She didn't copyright it.
Well, technically anything you do...
I don't think you can copyright that, can you?
You can, technically. Okay. Anything you create that's original material... Which hers would technically kind of qualify as, because it's derivative of the... Anyway, I could go into copyright law for hours. But, so technically what she did was technically new, and it could theoretically be copywritten.
Okay. Would she have to have copywritten it, though?
No, it's anything in the United States. Anything you create is automatically copywritten.
Okay. Yeah, that sucks.
It does.
That's annoying. I wonder if they were, like... I wonder if she could have been like, if you pay me for the design, sure.
I'm sure, yeah, but I'm sure
because I'm sure they didn't want to. They were just like, oh, can we copy that? And she's like, no.
Yeah.
I mean, are they? They're probably in China.
Probably. Well, I can release the name if you want.
Go ahead. It's call them out.
Cosplay Sky.
Gross.
Yeah, and then I went to look. I went to look at their website, but they didn't have it anymore. So maybe they pulled it already.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you Google Cosplay Sky?
Yeah, I went. They have an official website, and they sell like every outfit imaginable.
Yeah.
And like then I went to look for the Harley Quinn jacket, but I couldn't find it. They had all the other Harley Quinn stuff, but
huh,
not that one anymore. So I don't know if that's gone or not. But I don't know. It to me, like they copied it, quote unquote. But
oh, CosplaySky.com is up again. Rebecca pulled it up.
No, sorry. The jacket is the one that I'm...
Oh, the jacket's gone.
The jacket's gone.
They probably got a lot of hate.
Maybe.
If she talked about it.
200 likes on her.
That's quite a few.
She has 10,000 followers on Facebook.
Facebook doesn't... The Facebook algorithm is so stupid, it doesn't get to everybody.
I know.
That's not the jacket, though. That's just the outfit.
That's what she wore?
No, it's the
Suicide
Blue.
Squad, yeah. Where she has like the crop
property
top
of and Joker.
I was just excited to see her. I didn't remember what she was wearing. When does that movie come out?
I don't know.
Soon. Probably Christmas time. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's usually when movies come out. We're probably completely wrong and can Google it.
Okay, Google. No.
Kevin loves the speak thing.
It's probably faster. Okay, Google.
Oh, no.
When does Suicide Squad come out?
Someone,
you ruined it. Suicide Squad.
Sorry for people listening to this.
It's faster if you just ask it.
Ugh. Oh, it comes out 2016.
Oh, all right. So after
Star Wars comes out this year, though.
Yes, that's what I'm excited for. Lego already released their In the Darkness. Wait, is that what it is? No.
Oh, geez,
well,
Google.
I can't find it because I don't know how to spell
probably...
Harley Quinn.
Anyways.
Harley space Quinn.
Yeah. Anyway.
I thought that was it.
Anyways,
they should have copied the name.
That sucks. It's hard because,
but
I mean, they obviously took it down,
well,
so something happens.
Maybe
it sucks though. It sucks
maybe.
That you
I,
you
I didn't,
share
I did
something.
Not do my due diligence and officially see if it was taken down.
It sucks though that you're like, oh, I made this, and then someone's like, can I copy it? And you're like, no, thank you, please.
So what?
Or she could be like, oh my god, this business copied my design. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
life
but
sucks,
she wants
but at least
money
life was
from
interesting
it,
today. Well, then she should have said, okay,
she
I'll
could
take
probably
money.
Sue them. Sorry, I'm all into the suing thing now.
Yeah, you are. And
I always
don't
say that.
Do that.
What? But that's what it's all
Here's
about.
Here's the deal.
You're losing
what
money.
What you do is, first of all, you say, well, no, not for free.
Yeah.
I would like to, if you would like my design, you know, I'm
now,
like she made that design. That's her design.
Right. So, okay, let me maybe clarify even more. So, I think what actually happened was she took a screen cap of the trailer and then hand-painted her design, her interpretation of that.
Okay.
And I think
and they
the
were
reason,
like, that's the clearest
exactly,
picture we've ever seen.
Exactly.
Can we copy that?
Exactly. And then when she said no, they just were like, all right, well, here you go. Other designer, please remake this so we can screen print it on the jackets.
Okay, it's getting confusing now.
Yeah. But I think that's what happened because it was close.
Yeah.
And there were details that matched hers, but it wasn't an exact copy. So I don't think it's like, but...
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a copy of a copy, so technically there's some weird copyright stuff
there's
that happened
weird
in there.
Art, when you get into art, it gets so confusing and difficult, and it's like, did you just take inspiration from it? Did you copy it?
Yeah.
It's rough.
It is.
And there's some things that are even like, did you accidentally subconsciously copy it?
And that's
not there.
I've seen that on Project Runway.
Oh, have you?
Yes. They go, this looks
shows.
Like blah, 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 2013 or whatever. And they're like,
oh, yeah.
And it's because you saw that, you liked it, and then you probably stored it in your brain. And then when you're under pressure, like Project Runway or whatever, you're doing this stuff, and then you don't. I mean, I'm giving them the benefit of that where they accidentally copied it because they were like, oh, I like this idea. Where did I get it from? I don't remember. Let's do it. Art is hard. Mm. It's easier with things like tangible, like music or writing.
Is it though? Because like
music,
Queen
they get pretty
and
the
Vanilla Ice.
Well, did you hear his explanation? It's not dun 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 dun. It's dun 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 dun. Dun. I know. It gets. I mean, I guess music's a hard one. I mean, writing is the easiest. Hey, you literally copied and pasted this. Mm-hmm. I know.
It's rough.
That, okay, that's confusing though, because yeah. if she had, if it was like, oh, this screenshot's so hard to
right.
make out because you know it's only in this trailer and the movie's not released.
And there's explosions and dust in the air.
Right, on that and you one, can't so clearly see. And she did what she could see from right. that, and they were like, oh, you have the clearest shot we've exactly. ever seen.
Exactly, that's what I think happened. Still,
I wonder if they just would have done it and didn't ask if anything would have happened.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, yeah. Who knows? Who
rough.
Knows?
Rough.
That's what I wanted to talk about. Other than the annoying girl that I wanted to talk about again.
Oh, my God.
But that's okay.
Kevin hates this girl on the internet. We can show Rebecca
after the podcast. I don't hate her.
No, you do.
I hate her principles.
Anytime you think about her or see her on Reddit, you're just like... Should we explain? Okay, we'll go into it.
No.
We'll go into it. I want to see your hate for this woman.
It's not hate for the woman. It's hate for her methods of marketing herself.
So I think the last time we talked about it, Rebecca, it was just you and I.
It was just you and I.
So
yes.
I will give the short version of this.
2.5 episodes ago.
There's this girl. Is she Chinese?
I would assume so, judging by the writing that I saw in the
really
background.
Really halfway through this episode?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, we're... Oh, right. That reminds me.
Kevin, would you like to talk about what you need to talk about before
yes.
I get into this?
So, this episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast is brought to you by Pinky Paradise. Visit elitecosplay.com/Pinky Paradise to see the specials that Pinky Paradise has. Right now, they have $13.90 surprise contact lenses. I know we spoke about it a couple weeks ago.
Oh, they're doing that again?
Yes, they're back.
So you don't know what you're going to get.
You're going to not... Yes, you don't know what you're going
to
get.
You get to choose your prescription, though? I assume so.
I think so.
Yeah.
I didn't check that, but...
No,
I'm
going to
assume. Yes. You get -4
prescription.
No, yes. I'm assuming they're like, pick your prescription and then we'll send you...
Yes.
That's kind of fun though. I'm
probably
gonna
do
that.
Yeah, just to
I
see
think
what
that'd
we
be
get.
Fun.
Especially
be like,
if it was
whoa.
You wore them day to day basis.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that now.
Okay, and right now you have a choice between animal cases or macaroon cases.
Macaroon cases.
They have macaroon contact cases
oh,
now.
You have to do it.
Oh shit, Rebecca's gonna be super jealous. Rebecca's obsessed with macaroons.
Yes. Well, I don't know. They kind of
brought Rebecca macaroons back from when we went to Anime Expo.
Yes.
And she was like,
they're all I think about.
Yeah. Okay, and then I want the macaroon cases now.
Yeah, all right.
Because I have the animal cases, and they're cute, but I want macaroons, man.
Okay, I'm going to say the macaroon cases don't look anything special. They kind of look like little round things. They do look like macaroons. But...
Okay, if they look like a macaroon,
all
I don't
right,
care.
All right, all
Jesus.
Right. But yes, so yes. So visit elitecosplay.com/pinkyparadise.
Yay! Okay.
All right, back to my...
There's this girl. Kevin thinks she's Chinese.
Oh, is she a confuser?
No.
She's very, you know, just, she has fake boobies. I'm just saying, they're very large.
Yes, disproportionate.
Fine. It's fine. She's
yes.
very, yeah, she's
yeah.
very small girl.
Yeah.
Big boobies, fine.
I don't have
cool.
any problem with
yes,
that.
Yes, Kevin loves, yeah. if he
yes.
would, if he would have said,
the beef
if he had said he had a problem
woman.
With boobies, then there would have,
anyway.
Anyways.
I was petting Holly on the head.
So, I mean, I like boobies. So, she posted this picture on Reddit. Got to the front page of Reddit because Reddit also loves boobies. Where she was like, oh, I created this LED skirt that I cosplay in. And it was just short skirt. And she's basically showing us her underwear. And it's nothing special. It's literally a white skirt that has LEDs in it.
So it just glows her legs.
It just glows her underside.
Oh, okay. Her undercarriage.
Mm-hmm. And people were like, oh, the undershot, blah, 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 blah. And Kevin's like, what's your deal? Like, why are you, like, what do you, like, who cares? Because she's acting like, in the pictures, it was like, how I made it. Oh, I'm a sexy engineer girl. You know, I'm working hard. Da, da, da. It was, like, really posed and weird. Mm-hmm. And so Kevin was like, well, I mean, you can be an engineer. I don't care. But, like, what's your deal? Like, you're posing sexy, like, while you're being an engineer. Like, it looked really, like, posed and
yeah.
weird. And she's wearing these crop tops that, like, show under boob
yeah.
while she's being an engineer, quote. Like, oh, I'm wiring stuff with my boobs. I don't know. And it was mm-hmm. like, okay, fine. And Kevin's like, what's your deal? Like, I don't get you.
Yeah. She has an agenda.
Happens again. She made these shoes that have, like, water in the bottom. Like,
no, they're the clear stripper heels that have, like, the 4-inch lift that you can put, like, a fish in there and
oh,
they can
yeah.
swim
yeah.
around. So and she put LEDs in there, too.
And so she's like, oh, I'm an engineer. Building my
again
shoving my
yeah.
LEDs in these shoes
nope.
and while being like
my amazingly cropped top again
so okay, by the way, putting in LEDs in shoes is not that hard.
Is it? It's a cosplay.
Well, she keeps posting the cosplay subreddit.
She posts the cosplay subreddits, and so Kevin thinks it's cosplay, but he doesn't.
It's
know.
Not a cosplay. That's like what you wear when you work at one of those coffee shops.
Oh, the
for
naked
like
coffee
the
shops.
Themed week, you know.
So, anyways,
you know,
so this keeps happening. So Kevin keeps seeing her. Week. I don't see these posts, by the way, because Kevin goes really deep into Reddit. So I don't see him. I saw the first one, the skirt one, because that one got to like the front page, like number one. So she posted again recently,
mm-hmm.
and she goes, I got a 3D model made of me. So you go to the place and you stand there and they do the, like the 3D like pictures, 360. The 360.
Wait, is it that's like the wherever she is, she's usually there. We talked about it.
Sasha?
Yeah.
No, this is like the full body, like your body. Like it's like a picture of you, but 3D.
Oh.
And then they can print it out.
And they print it out.
Mini model of you.
And they make a mini model, like an anime model. Like,
oh.
It's like a human like form, like a doll. And you're just like,
oh,
hey, it's here.
Oh, okay. Is she that cute?
She's not ugly. No,
oh,
she's
okay.
cute. Yes, she's not.
All right.
Okay.
I'll show a picture.
That doesn't matter.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, to me, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So anyways... So she gets.
Well, if I'm gonna buy a doll of a person, I want them to be cute.
It's not. It's just she made it for herself. It's not for sale.
Oh, that's weird.
So, but in this 3D model, she's wearing that bikini where it's like a strip that just covers her nipple.
Oh.
And then
and
she's
her
like,
crotch.
And her crotch is like this little strip, and then it's like a G-string.
Oh.
And so she's like, got a 3D model made of me. And then so she's in this bikini. We're fine, whatever. And then she gets 3D modelized, and then that's her outfit.
That's what she's...
We'll link up this. So huge boobies, you know, string...
Sideways.
Oh, that... Okay, that vagina
yes,
thing.
Yes, that's what got me the most.
Oh.
It's not even
it's
covering
not,
the
it's
vagina.
It's not a bikini. It's
yeah.
like a strip.
It's literally a piece of string over her vagina. It's like... You're not even trying to hide anything. But, okay. And not to say that I'm a prude or anything.
I've literally just been waiting. Here you go.
I'm not saying that... You know, you can't be sexy and
but why
a
is this,
nerd
why
or whatever.
Why is this girl sexy? Like, why is this girl
okay,
catching
okay, so
our
so
attention
okay,
to all the
so
sexy
So here's what
girls.
Kevin gets mad about. He doesn't get mad about the girl wanting to
right.
to 3D-ify herself
exactly.
basically naked.
I don't care.
He doesn't care. Anybody can do what they want to do. It's the fact that she tries to be like, I'm a sexy scientist. I'm
well,
gonna be naked.
See that picture.
So okay, here she's like,
how
oh,
is it?
Oh, I'm
look
looking
at, this crop
at
top.
I'm looking at da da da
oh,
myself.
Oh, she's even wearing a Reddit shirt. She's a marketing genius.
Looking at oh,
I think.
Oh, here I am.
She has
helping,
an agenda,
helping
and I want to figure
model
out what it
myself.
Is.
I'm being an engineer, and then here's okay. Here's the and look at
and
it.
Then,
this is like
then it just goes
I'm being it. What you're not doing anything. The people at the 3D model place are doing this stuff. You're not doing. You're not
right.
What.
And
it's
I'm not saying that she's not smart, and
no,
I'm not saying
not
that she can't. You can't be beautiful or sexy or didn't be
exactly.
doing this stuff.
I think it's the way she goes about
yes.
it is what bothers
yeah.
you.
There's
not
an agenda.
Cosplay.
That is true. So I think she has an agenda. I think she's
well,
got
yes.
some kind of
she's,
marketing
she's marketing
thing that she's
to
trying
her
to,
niche.
Yes. That's maybe
what
it is.
Okay, nerdy guys want a hot, sexy girl who engineers. Hello?
Yeah, that's true.
That's
I
like
guess.
Their ultimate fantasy. This girl is... Like, they're perfect everything, and here she is. We don't know her. We don't know if she's an engineer or not.
I guess we could read her comments and see what she has
no,
to
I've
say.
No, I've read her comments. Yeah. It doesn't say anything.
All right.
But she's playing up to their fantasy.
Yeah,
it's
that's
basically
true.
Like, oh, I'm a girl working on science stuff, and I have nice boobies, and I have a nice body, and I have a nice face, and I take care of myself, you know, blah, 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 blah. And that's like, oh, my God, I love a girl that's smart, you know, that can...
I actually kind of wish she was cuter.
It's
she
just,
wasn't, she
it's
wasn't
just Kevin, and
special.
Kevin is that type. Kevin is an engineer
high
type.
Standards,
who this should be catered to, but he gets mad about it.
It's because she has an agenda, and I think she's selling stuff in the background.
And you don't like that,
right? If she was I don't know. Like I said, I don't know her. So
if
she
was like,
be,
oh, I built this complicated thing.
It's yeah.
Okay, here's the deal.
So I don't know.
You can
her
build complicated
problem.
Things, and you don't need to show off your boobies. Just do it, right? Just do it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Just build it.
You could, but yeah. Yeah, there's something about this whole situation that stinks to
so
high
mad.
Hell, and
I just
think
love that
something
Kevin gets
is
so
going on.
Oh, Rebecca's looking at the front page of Reddit trying to find
it
now.
It took me forever to find the app.
Oh, God. It's called Alien Blue. It's not even called Reddit. But every time,
don't know what to do.
Every time this girl pops up, Kevin rolls over. It's always in bed, because we look at Reddit
What's
in bed.
What's her
Sexy Cyborg.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I made note of it this time, just to see what it was. I was like...
And so this morning we woke up, Kevin's looking at Reddit, he rolls over and he's like, look at this! And I was like, oh, geez. Oh, God.
Yeah.
There's,
she could be the nicest person in the world.
It's not the fact that she's doing what she's doing. It's that you feel like there's some secret thing that's going on behind the scenes and you don't like it.
Yes. Yeah, and like I said, like we don't know her.
You have a feeling about it.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, how do you feel about it?
I don't know how to use this app.
I'll get you there.
I don't care. You know, it's one of those things that happens in the world and blah, blah, blah. I mean, when she was standing there in that little Reddit crop top thing, I mean, she's just like one of those promo girls, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, it's... And she knows Reddit loves her, so she's obviously... And that's fine.
Yeah, but
whatever.
She's not...
Do what you do, girl.
I think the face could be better. I mean, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, my God. Could my face be better, Rebecca? How do you feel about me, Rebecca? If that
Everyone's
was me, would
face
you say...
Could be better.
Except if you are... What about Korean...
Kim Kardashian's.
Oh, Rebecca just threw her...
So,
wow.
So she loves Kim. What about Chloe?
I really love her.
Yeah, what about the other girls?
No, the other one. The only one is Kim.
Really?
She's super
cute.
Kim
is like 100% plastic.
I know, but she did.
How do you feel?
She looks so cute.
What about like Korean plastic surgery?
I don't care. I just think,
Kim?
Kim is the best. Kim is the
She couldn't even remember her name.
What about Beyonce?
Beyonce's cute, but not, no. Hmm.
Kim's the ultimate?
She's the one. She's the one for me.
I love her. Oh, my God. Okay.
And I also have a disdain towards the Kardashians.
Yes, Kevin doesn't like the Kardashians.
But Holly forces me to watch it, so I know too much about them.
I do. I just like watching them. I don't know what it is.
Wait, do you know how to use the app?
Alien Blue?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Did I throw my phone before
yeah,
I did?
You can't get it now.
Yeah, it's gone now.
It's gone for the rest of the podcast.
All right. She's almost got it. Anyway.
Anyways, I'm going to read this thing I saw on Facebook.
Okay.
You can tell me what you think about it. I have formed no opinion yet.
Okay. You formed no opinion.
Ready? You got to listen. You can't look at Reddit.
I don't even know how. Okay.
And I'm just going to say I'm reading it how it's written, so don't get mad at me. Can I just say that I'm so sick of groups and photos and posts acting like it's a positive post, but in said post compares and knocks other groups down and try to raise itself? Like, you can be proud of being skinny without accusing all fat people of skinny shaming. You can be proud to cosplay without knocking people down who don't. Can we just be like, oh my God, this is good, this is why it's good, without adding why this is okay, but this isn't? Stop comparing. It's so petty. I don't get the fad where everyone always has to compare themselves or things nonstop to feel better about yourselves. Just be good. Just feel good about yourselves. You are you, and you shouldn't be comparing yourself to anyone else. You are awesome. I feel like it went from one place to another.
First of all,
but
it's not a fad, honey.
Yeah. Welcome to every human discussion ever. Because that's how it is. Everybody's petty.
We compare ourselves to everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you compare yourself to Kim Kardashian, do you know?
I do every day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on the verge of suicide.
Everybody. You go to a bar, everybody's always bashing other people that aren't there.
Well, like,
and it's the fucking internet, too. Like, you are
it's
anonymous.
Worse. I think it's made
Suddenly
worse with the internet.
Because
we see
up.
Everything, right? We see what everybody's saying. Back
Body
before.
Shaming and shaming is just an issue right now.
Okay, yeah. How do you feel? Okay, so there's a lot of aspects to this. I mean, I'm going to base it into two sides. There's the ones where, oh, you know, big is beautiful, blah, 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 fine, whatever. But then the skinny people feel like, oh, well, you're saying I shouldn't be skinny. That's how I naturally am. Like, you know, there's people out there that are just skinny. That's how they are. That's who they are. There's like two sides. So I think that's what she was going for, and then it got confusing. But it's hard to be like, oh, you know, don't sham these type of people. But then
when
it,
you
it
say
feels like
big
they're shaming
is beautiful, you're not shaming skinny people. But I think that's how people are seeing it right
but
now.
I think
if you're not going, like, Black Lives Matters, and then they change it to All Lives Matter,
yes,
because we can't leave anyone out, and then black people are like, okay, we're talking about black people right now, okay? Can we just, you know, it's like, it's
that's
the same
it is.
Shit
yes.
that's
yes.
happening
yeah.
everywhere
if
right
you,
now.
So if you focus too much on one group, so that, like lately there's been the, you know, don't get on people about what size they are, because the media loves skinny people, right?
Yeah.
And so there's always been like, oh, you know, this size, this size, this size. And then the people who are just like skinny are like, well, like, why are you bashing us like for being skinny? And then it's like, oh, I don't know. You know, it gets.
Humans are dumb. Hi, Kevin.
How do you feel about that?
Newsflash.
No?
I just don't care. It's like,
Kevin's skinny. He doesn't have to care.
No, I don't know. It's, there's these weird standards nowadays.
Well, when you compare yourself to other humans, you already have low standards. So, you know, you're just going with that.
Okay, but it's really hard. It's really hard to be just be and not compare.
Right.
If you can't, you're like, oh, why can't I be like, you do that. Yeah. Why can't I be muscly? Why can't I be, you know, this? Why can't I be born with this metabolism? Or why can't I be, like, this hair color? Why can't I have blah, 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 blah. And with...
Why can't I be Kim Kardashian?
With the internet added in where it's selfies 24/7 and everybody looks hot in a fucking selfie, right? We don't pick ugly selfies.
Right.
Well, I mean, I do sometimes, but let's... Okay.
That's for on purpose.
Kim Kardashian certainly doesn't.
Saw a picture of her the other day. Sent it to Holly.
What about it? She's remember pregnant.
I know. Okay, so...
And this is my selfie.
Oh, that's a good one. No.
Anyway.
I take ugly selfies. Purposefully. I'll put it in a link dump. It'll be sexy. Anyways, continue.
Okay. No, I don't know.
I think what this person is trying to say, like, when they post something online is like, oh, you should be this, or this is great, but you didn't do this. And it's like, yes, why can't we just be like, oh, cool?
It's because, that's the human nature. That's what.
Like, why do we criticize?
It's because we can.
What's the difference between constructive criticism and just straight out criticizing?
This could lead to a weird debate about, like.
So how do we constructively criticize?
Someone's
I went to art school.
Weight.
I should know the answer to this.
Yeah,
you have to give something nice and then something not nice.
Oh, a sandwich.
Yes,
a sandwich.
Oh, my mom taught us that. Thanks, Colleen. Yes, You put it in a.
We remembered something.
You can't just criticizing is just saying you did this. You did. You know.
Wait,
you said,
blah, so
blah, blah.
Someone posted a picture. What was the original shit said?
It's just everywhere.
So when you post a picture of friends, you just go, "Oh, that girl's fat."
It's just like
this group is good, but
yeah, that it's one like girl. It's like a cosplay picture goes up. You post a cosplay picture, and then people are like, "Oh, cool, blah blah blah." And then someone will be like, "Oh, that's cool, but your da 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 is on the wrong side, or da 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 is in the right position, or you don't look like this character, so you should cosplay that." Blah blah blah.
Listen, what are you new here?
It's
what you should say. What are you new here?
The internet, which is making it worse because anonymity makes everybody say whatever they want, and they
don't
care.
Are you anonymous on Facebook though?
You could be. I mean, for the
most
part,
can't you post as anonymous?
No, but
not on
Facebook.
I don't know how Facebook works.
People don't know you on Facebook, right? I mean, you could just be a face. Like you could post to a group, and then some dickbag just comes out and just exactly. No one will know. But yeah, now that's what it is. It's just because
so constructive criticism is based like. For those who want to give, you know, maybe some tips, is like, oh, I like this aspect, but maybe next time
lose 70 pounds.
No. Jesus Christ.
That's not constructive criticism.
God.
That's what? Just criticism.
Yes.
Constructive criticism, you know, if you feel the need to do it, would be...
You have
maybe
to get
a technique.
Yes. Like, oh, next time, do this with it. You know,
maybe try, you know, something like that.
Yes. Maybe try this.
Not the body.
Not.
You don't go, your body's wrong. Thank you.
Thanks
for your time.
Which I am around on the internet, and I have seen that. And that, what are you doing?
Well, yeah, that's a big thing in cosplay.
Why are you saying that? Like, just get a life. Like, just go away.
Uh-oh. Because I'm on the other side of that fence.
I
don't know.
No, you're not. You don't care.
I don't care.
You don't
care.
Think the person has to match the character.
Oh, no, I don't care about
that's
that.
That's not what we're talking about.
Sorry. I thought we were slowly drizzling into why Fat People Hate got banned.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Okay. All right.
Jesus.
That's...
What now?
God. You're not on Reddit. You wouldn't understand.
I don't even know how to use Reddit. So, no, I'm not.
No, it's just... There's people that think that you need to look exactly like the character.
Yeah, no. Who cares? We're all having fun. That's all that matters.
You need to make the outfit exactly like the character.
Exactly. Perfectly.
Like and if you don't, Rebecca's going to be super disappointed in you.
Like My Little Pony. Holly, I have to actually have a pony body.
Yeah, you have to have a pony body.
I literally have to be a horse.
There's a girl, I'm going to say her name wrong, and I'm very sorry. Okay, she's an artist. I think it's Sakimi-chan? I can't even... Okay, I'm sorry. I can't remember her name right now. Very famous artist on the internet. A lot of people cosplay as her art and stuff, and she also draws characters that already exist. So she's doing a My Little Pony set every once in a while. Like, not all together. So she did Pinkie Pie, I think. I can't remember right now, but she's done a couple. And there's one. There's people commenting. It means this is art. This is, like, your creative, like, standpoint on this character. And they're just humanized versions. They're not, like, the pony or anything. And they're like, oh, she wouldn't have the side cut buzz. Like, this character would have the side cut buzz. Like, what do you, like, she, like, and all the characters have their, like, they have, like, a symbol.
Yeah, they're,
Their cutie something. I can't remember what it's called. Sorry, I'm not into My Little Pony. They have it on their arm instead of, like, their butt, right? And so they're like, oh, that wouldn't be on her arm.
Applejack has the apples on her butt.
Yes.
I'll say that.
Cutie marker or something.
And that will be the law.
And so she puts them on just their arm. And they're like, that's not where it would be on their body, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, this is, like, an interpretation. Like, why do we have to sit there and go blah, blah? Like, it's cute. It looks good. It looks like the character. You, if someone's like, oh, that's Pinkie Pie, you'd be like, that's so cute. It just drives... I mean, people do that with cosplay.
Yeah.
It just drives... It's just like...
Yeah, but cosplay, if you're doing...
You're like replicating.
The classic, yeah. It's less of an interpretation.
How do you feel about the interpretation of taking a character but making it more sexualized?
No, and I think a sexy engineer is not cosplay because it's not a cosplay.
She was talking about the TF2.
The fact that you are replicating something.
There is an engineer, yes.
I thought when she was saying sexy engineer, I thought she was referring to TF2 engineer, and I was like, I've never seen a sexy engineer. No, you're talking about the girl again.
Yeah, so I mean, but that's what I enjoy about cosplay is when someone says,
okay, no,
sees say, like a cartoon character and goes, okay, I'm going to make that outfit. And then you use your brain.
It. Yeah.
You go, you know, you find the materials.
Okay, so let's say someone made a sexy Alice, the ones that you've done. Alice Madness Returns.
Oh, okay.
Let's say someone made a sexy version of that with like more booby and like shorter.
I wouldn't like it.
You wouldn't like it? No.
No.
There's been a debate about that recently.
But that's the thing.
There's sexy cosplays which are naturally just
like
sexy,
like Pikachu.
A sexy
if you're
Pikachu.
Gonna do
a
Pikachu. Sexy Pikachus.
Oh, well, you don't have a choice. Pikachu's pretty much the sex. But I mean, if you do like a Pikachu bikini, I mean, that's cute.
Oh, so you accept that one?
Yeah.
Okay, so where's the line then? Where's the line where you're like, I don't like that sexy version?
Well,
we just need to make a book.
The line would just be
the Rebecca book. And
what
it's
you,
just, yes,
what
no.
is sexy? Like, what is cute to you, and what isn't? Like, I don't know. But I wouldn't like post that's not cute because blah 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 blah.
No, I'm not. This is a different conversation. I'm just saying there's debate on like people are like, well, this character is covered up, but then you're making like people are making it more like. And short, or you know, like, do you care about
that? But going back to the Alice thing, if I saw a sexy outfit, I'd just be like, why don't you just cosplay regular Alice? I don't know.
Like, why did you
do
that?
Why did you have to do that? But I guess it's important to some people to be sexy. Then there's a lot of sexy characters, though.
That's what I'm saying. There's characters that are already
cosplay
skimpy.
A sexy character,
sexy.
And that's just kind of bringing cosplay back to what's important about it to me
is replicating.
Yeah. So. I wouldn't be attracted to that because it's not replicating.
Okay. Mm. No, that's the debate going on right now is, you know, there's the ones that are just naturally sexy and that's who cares.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the ones where it's covered up or something, but then people make it more like sexualized and it's like, well, you know, I don't know. Some people care and some people don't. Is cosplay replicating or is cosplay your own interpretation? Cosplay is everything. It's literally costume.
They should split it off into two groups.
Uh-oh, what would be the new term? Make up a term, Kevin.
Cosplay realist versus cosplay interpretists. I don't know.
The realist revolution has begun.
Oh, God. And then there'd be the snobby, like, you're not a cosplay realist.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Exactly. Exactly.
Hashtag realist.
Yeah. I mean, the more mainstream it gets, the more, you know, it's going to get. The variety. Yes. The variety of types of costumes you're going to get. Do you feel like it's super mainstream now?
Both of you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you not like that?
Once again, if it's not well done, it doesn't really exist to me.
So you're saying if you just cop out and do like,
but also if you look cute in a bikini, then you know, that's fine.
So you should go to Colossal Con because everyone's in a bikini at Colossal Con. It's a water park con. So everybody does the bikini versions of costumes because they're
the
at a water park.
Beach episode.
Yeah,
they do watermelons flying everywhere. Well, shit, man.
They do the beach versions of cosplays because it's at a water park. Or a lot of people
do. Well, then just go to that then.
Yeah. Hi, Kevin.
Hello.
You okay?
I'm fine. Just listening to you two.
Well, I like Rebecca's opinions on stuff because they're funny.
Yes.
Anyways. Yes, we should get going.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. We're link dumping a lot. Link dumping a lot today.
You should probably write it down because
I got it.
All right.
I don't got it.
Yeah, exactly.
I got the penis one and I got the girl that Kevin gets really mad at.
And your selfie.
Oh, and my selfie. That's it. I think that's it.
Okay.
I got it. My selfie's great, you guys. I look super amazing in it. So you all should check that out.
And I'm blonde.
Oh, God. Hey, I'm just going to say most of our listeners are audio only.
Yes.
So they might not know what you look like.
Beautiful.
Anyways, thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week for the Elite Cosplay Club. Oh, man.
Cosplay podcast. Codcast.
Can't talk at all.
Yeah. Episode 31.
So,
next week. Join us.
Everyone, yeah. All right.
Love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Love you. All right. Bye. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.